No worries, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Welcome to Tassie.
Oh, it's been awesome.
You've been here for a couple of weeks now, haven't you?
This is week number six. So we're just at the end of week six into a 10-week triathlon.
Piathlon, I love it. Okay, so you have a page on Facebook called Piney's Pie Reviews. It's what it says on the tin. So explain what you've been doing around Tasmania while you're here.
Yeah, so basically we come down mid-September and the whole aim was obviously to have a holiday down here, but I'm actually travelling around Australia eating pies, blogging, reviewing, supporting small businesses. So I've been eating my way around Tasmania with these glorious pies you guys bake.
Was there a hole in the market for somebody like you?
Probably not. The whole idea was originally, you know, it's always been about supporting small businesses. It's about when COVID hit, a lot of businesses were struggling. A lot of small businesses didn't survive COVID. So I wanted to put a spotlight, one, on the baking industry, two, raise awareness for men's mental health by grabbing a mate, grabbing a pie and having the discussion. But three is getting people travelling, getting people down to Tassie, getting them to see little areas, you know, that they would not normally go to. And most blokes love a pie, they love a beer. And you guys got plenty of both here.
What we actually do. Now, let's talk about some of your amazing stops. We're based here on the northwest coast, which was obviously your first port of call. Where did you go for a pie, Piney?
So I've actually posted so far on my page. I've posted Ulverston at McCarthy's Bread Lounge. Big Shauno made some incredible at 5 that morning. That was incredible. Then I went up to Penguin and tried the infamous Flaming Penguin.
Tell me more. Is it for the faint-hearted or no?
It sorts the boys out from the men. it's got that Blair. It's called Blair 3 AM Reserve. It's not chili. It's chili sauce.
Yeah.
Mate, it was hot. It was actually really nice pie. But trust me, if you don't like chili, I would suggest you give that one a miss and just have the plain Cape Grim. Then I basically, unfortunately, when we went up to Stanley, things a bit quiet up there. It was around the middle of the end of September. We couldn't get a book in at the pub, so we couldn't get a pie there. But then we raced back to Sheffield. I went to the Blacksmith Cafe and Gallery there in Sheffield and tried some beautiful homemade pies there. And then I went and had a pie just for lunch, actually, at the Derwent Bridge Pub. But then went back that night and had the best Sri Lankan curry I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
It was amazing. And then I found a cute little place, which I posted last night, at New Norfolk called the Quilted Teapot. And they made a very slow-cooked goat, fresh vegetables in a rich rendang curry.
Now, I've heard when you eat goat, you almost see the light. Is that right? Does it have that power over you?
It was my first goat experience, and my missus are like, oh, you can't eat goat, you can't do that. And then she goes, I'd love just to try. And I ended up having to share half the pot with her because she loved it. It was beautifully cooked. The veggies were crispy. It was great. I've been down south. So upcoming reviews, I've got 3 in Jeeveston, around that Jeeveston area. I've got Richmond, I've got Triad Bunner, I've got Bishano, I've got St. Helens, I've got Scottsdale, I've got 4 I've just had recently around that Launceston area, and I've obviously had the 2 in Richmond on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we're down in Hobart. Then we're going to creep back up again in the next week or week after, come up through Bothwell, Mole Creek, Deloraine, up that way, which I can't wait, hopefully weather permitting.
Yeah.
And hopefully push back to Stanley and get that infamous scallop pie from Stanley.
Yeah.
But, like, you guys do it so well, have you? Like, the roads are tight. Yeah, it's windy, it's whatever it is. But, you know, it's so green here that people have been so friendly. And, I've been given the best tips from locals and people that we've pulled up and met. And that these little towns, like Ross, for example, 800 people, 2 little bakeries in town. I can't wait to go to Mole Creek, the pub there apparently does awesome pies there. But it's about supporting small businesses. I share these on all the Travelling Tasmania sites so people can see my photos. it's not about the score. It's about getting your bums in the car and getting out spending some money in these little towns.
Absolutely love that message. When you come up through Deloraine, try Mama Buzz. They've got, they do.
I've heard that. I've heard that. So hopefully we're going to leave sort of Hobart Way on Monday. If anyone's got any tips or recommendations, please message me through the Facebook page. Put it on your Facebook page, Lee. I'd love to see and hear as many recommendations because I'm going to try to get to as many as I can while I'm here.
Now, have you patented Pyathlon? Because I think that Pyathlon is something a lot of people could jump on and not actually, only do in Tassie but elsewhere.
People ask me, what is your official occupation? I'm a pyologist. and I'm on a, the pyologist is on a Pyathlon.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool, guy. And as I said, like, you guys got amazing little towns. I love my time up there. I can't wait to get back up that way. Railton, Latrobe. You guys have done it pretty tough up there with the weather.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully we can get some good weather and I can come up there and say good day to you guys.
Now, just before we go, like, I love a pie, like you said earlier. We tend to love pies. Yes, I love pie. Don't mind a beer every now and again. But you've got to have a sweet as well. And my go-to sweet is the French vanilla slice.
Oh,
are you doing this at the same time, trying a sweet?
Well, absolutely. So quickly, before I go, I went into Penguin Bakery and they serve chocolate crackles. And I haven't had chocolate crackles since I was about 35 years ago. And I had to have one of them, which was amazing. My wife reckoned that Ross Village Bakery has the best vanilla slice she's ever had.
That was where I was going with this. If it's not the Penguin Bakehouse for a French vanilla slice, you've got to have the one at Ross.
I smashed a few donuts at the Rustic Bakehouse there at Cressy. Oh, they were insane. and I'm a bit partial to a Leamington with fresh cream. So, actually, I'm a bit partial to anything, actually. So
Let's not exclude all food groups.
Yeah. So where's the best pie, Lee, that you've ever eaten, mate, in Tassie?
That I've eaten?
Where's the best pie that you've had in Tassie yet?
Look, this is going back a few years. It was the Trevallon Baker. They used to do a steak, tomato and bacon pie, or steak, tomato and onion pie, and that was the duck's guts.
Well, I was up to see Big Tony last Friday morning, and I had a chicken Kiev one there that he made.
Yeah.
And but he's a great fella, Tony. I'll be posting his review in about 4 weeks. He's a great fella, and it's a great little bakery too.
And every now and again, Banjos bring out the cheeseburger pie too, and I've had sunk a couple of those as well.
My first ever perfect score was a little town called Blackbutt, west of Brisbane, and that was a Big Mac pie. It tasted exactly like a Big Mac, but only better in a meat pie. That was my first 50 from 50 perfect score.
And then you're like, this needs to be a thing, and you've dedicated the rest of your life to reviewing pies.
Yes, I've got to find a gym. So if anyone knows a good gym around Hobart, please let me know.
Well, Tassie's small enough to probably start running around, mate.
Look, as I said, it's been amazing. We've done the Cape earlier the year. We're going to do SAWA next year. We're on the road full-time. Jump on the page, support local, support your small businesses. If anyone's got any recommendations, please drop me a line.
All you need to do is look for Piney's Pie Reviews on Facebook. Mate, thanks for joining me, the Savo, on the home run.
Thank you, legend. Take care, bro.